You are listening to KRHS Media, located in St. Louis, Missouri, sponsored by the Rittner School District.
I'm Will Rivers with KRHS, and this is STL Teen Speak, a series of interviews dedicated to teens and those who affect teens in the St. Louis region to give voice to the stories, opinions, and hopes in the aftermath of Ferguson. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, the 55th governor of Missouri, who attended Marion Elementary in the Rittner School District following his State of the State address. The governor spoke to fifth grade students on the importance of science, technology, and math education. After his speech, I had the chance to ask him a few questions about teens in our area.
Mr. Governor, when we were at the Ferguson Commission, we had a chance to meet with a teen by the name of Clifton Kenny, and one of his biggest concerns was that of his younger sister and trying to explain to her the events that are happening in St. Louis. How do we help the younger generation, such as the generation that you just got done talking to today, about events that are happening in St. Louis?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. First of all, it's good to see their energy and their interest. These issues are very real. And they're hard and difficult issues that this country has grappled with for over 100 years. And the fact that young people are on the forefront of trying to continue to move this discussion forward so that we can live in a region and a country in which people have an equal opportunity for success is very important. So while there have been, you know, bouncy moments and edgy discussions, quite frankly, I think it's a good sign that young folks are engaged and involved and interested. And so we're hopeful that both with the commission as well as a number of other things we're doing, we're hopeful, for example, this summer, Senator Coleman, heading up the Office of Community Engagement, is going to be running a program with 2,000 summer jobs in this region. We're hopeful as we begin to roll that program out that a number of these young folks that are interested will also avail themselves to some of the opportunities that are going to come because of the difficulty. One of those is jobs in this region this summer, and we're hopeful that that we can take some of the angst and turn it into action.
A lot of organizations like Ed Plus have formed programs such as the Race Summit to help youth kind of formulate opinions and solutions to fix things such as race. How can we help support them?
Specific ways that we can move forward. I think that shifting that power into real change is how history will judge what's happened.
I'm Will Rivers with KRHS Media.